Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Thunder Buddies podcast. I'm Maddie Lee, joined by Joe Masato after the Thunder's 121-106 win at Cleveland. This was a rare, just very solid win where, honestly, after like midway through the second quarter, you pretty much knew how this game was going to turn out.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck did we just watch? It was not the Thunder. It was not the Thunder who plays only nail biter, close, buzzer beater type games. I mean, this was like it looked like a pretty good team beating a very bad team, and that's like exactly what it was.
Yeah, 100%. And this kind of was set up to potentially be a rough one for the Thunder, not because the Cleveland Cavaliers are any good. They're not. They've won 10 games this season so far and are in a bit of turmoil. But the Thunder has had kind of a tendency to play down to some bad teams this season, and they've been so good lately. Like, coming into this game, they'd won 8 of their last 9. They're in a tough stretch of schedule where they're playing either every day or every other day. And, you know, you just thought, like, this could be a game where they kind of let their guard down and at least make it closer than it should be. And that was not at all what happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really impressive start to this road trip, kind of a winding road trip, San Antonio to Cleveland. Two games, I mean, they weren't favored in the San Antonio game. They won, beat Cleveland tonight, and it really sets them up well for a tough back-to-back at Philly and Brooklyn with a, you know, game in between, or game before that Philly game, but then the back-to-back. So, you know, just kind of like that, the previous long road trip that we mentioned on the last podcast, so they get 2 wins to begin with. They've just turned from a, you know, bad team on the road to start the season 0-6. And now you look at them and they've been a very, very good road team since then.
Yeah. They started winning against tough teams like Portland and Utah on that West Coast, the West trip.
The West trip. We're still searching for the correct terminology.
Just like trying to figure out where to put the dashes
in. The West of here trip.
The West of Oklahoma City. We'll just do that. If you're either East or West, depending on where you are in relation to Oklahoma City. And if you're in Texas, you're just South.
It's Texas.
Everything is in relation to Oklahoma City from now on.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, this was, I don't know, like, this, even against bad teams, like, there's been some close games. We obviously mentioned those comeback wins at home, but this one, it was weird to begin with. Like, you had that report from The Athletic that, you know, Kevin Love lashed out at their GM, and he's clearly been unhappy this year and wants to be traded, and they've got a mixture of young guys, and they had a couple injuries today, and the Thunder just went in there and won, which is what you should have done in this circumstance.
Yeah, they started out, it was a little head-scratching at first, because they start out and can't make a shot until finally Danilo Gallinari comes to the rescue and hits a 3, and then very soon after hits another 3. And then the Thunder started rolling, grab a lead, and then by the second quarter was really dominating in transition.
Yeah, they had, I thought Darius Bazley and Hamidou Diallo gave them a huge boost tonight, kind of in relation to that transition, just like the energy they provided, the defense they provided. You know, you wrote about it after the game, like that block that Darius Bazley had on Kevin Love, and he's getting so good at that.
It was huge, yeah.
Those kind of chase down blocks.
Yeah, Darius Bazley, Princeton High School graduate, which is in Ohio. I guess I throw Princeton High School out there, and it could be in a number of states. Yeah, from Ohio, Cincinnati area, so he's still several hours away from Princeton, but this would be his homecoming game, right? And the first time that
homecoming state.
Yeah, exactly. Back to his home state. First time as an NBA player, you know, tough acronyms. And he had another good game, and he's had now the last two have been really solid from him. He's gotten back into that bench role after he was starting for a chunk of games with Gallinari out, and he's kind of settled in and is doing a lot of different things, which I feel like I'm just repeating Billy Donovan because he's been harping so much all season about his young guys doing multiple things and not just settling for being scorers, but he is. I mean, he had a block and a steal and an assist and 7 rebounds and also had 9 points, which if he had one more point, then the Thunder would have had an insane number of guys scoring in double digits.
Yeah, I mean, they had Diallo with 10, Steven Adams with 10, Terrence Ferguson with 13, Gallinari 19, Shea 20, Schroeder 22. So, yeah, I mean, just going back a little bit to Baisley, that's a very, very well-rounded game. 9-7 for him. I think his career high in rebounds was 8, so almost got there with that. And then I mentioned Diallo because it's just his third game back from that hyperextension sprain in his right elbow. And he had that very impressive play, I think, in the third quarter when he stole the ball from Alphonso McKinney. McKinney just really wasn't looking, didn't realize Diallo was there. And then he just had a very mean slam dunk.
Mean is definitely the best way to put that.
Yeah, it was powerful.
Slam. When you say slam, you mean slam.
I mean, like, capital S-L-A-M.
Yeah, no, he's looking healthy and bouncy and like he was not worried about hurting that elbow while throwing that down. And it wasn't even like wasn't a 360 or anything particularly fancy. It was just, he can get up.
Yeah, and just very fast, like, from when he pulls it behind him to so when he slams at home, like, it all happened very, very fast. And, like, really the bench was one of the biggest storylines out of this game. Mentioned Baisley and Diallo. Schroeder did his regular thing with 22.
The right. Thunder bench. Ridiculous that leading the Thunder in scoring. It's like, oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's boring at this point. Old hat. 22, whatever. The Thunder broadcast actually had a good stat. He's number 17, and he's had at least 17 points in 17 straight games. I think I'm getting all that right.
It was definitely 3 17s.
Okay. Well, I just made up some weird combination of 17, so I hope it's right. But he had, 22 tonight. The Thunder bench outscored the Cavs bench.
Oh, my gosh. 52-19.
I'm glad you had the number because I lost it. 52-19, that's insane.
It's brutal. I mean, it helps when you have a guy scoring 22, just one guy scoring 22 off the bench, but my God.
And it's been kind of a common theme. Want to look like more into these numbers, but I saw a lot of bench stats circulating on Twitter after the game and during the game, where the Thunder is one of the best benches in the NBA. And obviously Schroeder skews that a little bit because he's the top scoring reserve in the league, so he leads that charge. But really those guys have been good, and now they have, you know, a bigger boost with Diallo back. Right. not so much scoring, but just defense and energy.
Diallo back, and then in general, Nerlens Noel is another guy who's going to put up consistent points. And when we're talking about outscoring the opposing team, he's such a good rim protector that that's a huge contribution. Speaking of which, he sprained his ankle tonight in the third quarter. And if you look back, his ankle goes real far to the side. I winced. I may have yelled a little bit when I saw it. But he seemed, at least from reports and tweets from people there, it sounded like he limped off. But at least that meant that he was doing it on his own. So we will find out more in the coming days about his availability for the rest of this road trip. But he did miss a good chunk of this game.
Yeah, only played 9 minutes, but he was playing really well. He had zero shot attempts, but he was doing everything defensively, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, just being really active on that end. And yeah, it looked like he stepped on Tristan Thompson's foot, and then his ankle just rolled out beneath him, and not good, especially for what he's provided the Thunder. Mike Muscala played 8 minutes, is the backup center. Made 2 of his 4 threes. So yeah, oh my gosh, with the head. You had the best buds, Schroeder and Muscala, wearing the headbands tonight.
So cute. I wonder if they called each other.
Yeah. Hey, man, you're wearing your headband tonight? Yeah. You? Yeah.
Cool.
I think that's how it happens. That's how everyone communicates, I think.
Or I feel like they probably just have some sort of like oh my gosh, why am I blanking on the word? Telecommunication? What's telekinesis? That's a thing. I feel like they can read each other's minds.
Headbands to me are like a, well, I think at least it's like an item of superstition. It's like headbands mean something. But Schroeder throws me off because sometimes he wears it and sometimes he doesn't. And I don't know if there's a rhyme or reason.
Sometimes he'll warm up with one on and then not play the game with it. It is very head scratching. The headband bow combination when I played softball in college was huge. Like that was a big superstition for me. And I'd have to like change them up depending on how we were doing. We lost a lot of games, so I changed it up a lot.
It's also interesting because he's been playing so well that if he was superstitious, he probably wouldn't want to change anything up. But he does change it from time to time, and he still plays well.
He's still good.
Yeah.
It's almost like superstitions in your head or something.
Hey, how about that?
Crazy talk, right? So bench, huge boost. From the starters, you had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander leading the starting bunch with 20 points. Danilo Gallinari not far behind with 19. And I mentioned those first couple threes. He's really been the guy who's boosted the Thunder early in games recently. Steven Adams weirdly didn't score until the second quarter, at least late in the first.
Yeah, I don't know if he had a shot attempt in that first. And, I mean, we've seen him so often they go right at him to begin the game.
No shot attempts. No free throws.
Usually has a shot attempt in the first, like, 12 seconds.
Billy Donovan's been kind of shortening the stretches of time that he's in. Not, like, over. I mean, yes, over all a little bit, but he's trying not to leave him in for long stretches. So he only actually played 5.5 minutes in the first, but the only stats he has from those are 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal.
I did not realize until just now that he had 16 rebounds, which is
not bad.
A huge number. But yeah, like Gallinari did not shoot the ball well tonight, 6 of 21, but I felt like they were important buckets. Like you said, getting things going in that first quarter when they were in a bit of a lull offensively. And, he's, 3 or 4 games back since his injury, maybe still trying to get that shot back. But he did make 5 threes, which was a big boost. And both teams, I mean, Thunder shot 38% from 3. Cavs shot 47%. They shot 14 of 30 from 3, and it still wasn't a game. So like if they shot poorly from 3, this would have been like a 30 point game, I guess.
Guess who else made some 3-point shots?
Terrence Ferguson.
He for the past 4 games has missed every 3 that he's taken. So he was 0 for 12 in the last 4 games from 3. And tonight he took a lot. He took 8. But he made 3 of them. So I mean, that averages out to 37.5%. Happy for him that he's found A, the aggressiveness to take shots, and B, actually had some fall.
I think they really need that. Like, they need a floor spacer, and that's why he's out there. I mean, sometimes you see him.
Well, really, he's out there for the defense, but.
Yeah. I just mean, like, when they are on offense, he's usually staying in the corner.
Yeah.
And to at least keep defenses honest and not have them, you know, not have his defender sag off into the lane and disrupt things in there. But, like, he shot it so poorly from three this year that I don't know if defenses have respected him at all. But tonight, 3 of 8, 10 field goal attempts was a season high. So just, like, the threat of him being aggressive, I think, changes things up for them a little bit.
Yeah, and his shot looked good. Like, you wouldn't have guessed, like, hey, I bet you this guy hasn't made a three for the last four games. Mm-hmm. I think he'll, I mean, when he's taking so few attempts, sometimes you'll have that.
Yeah, and also, like, I looked back at the last eight games, and he was 4 of 27 from three in those eight games and was averaging like 1.8 points per game. So this was just a huge, I mean, it was huge, like, jump. It was like the equivalent of like a 50-point game for him.
Oh my gosh.
But he is playing good defense.
Sure is. Although the Thunder didn't need to be particularly strong on defense.
No, the Cavs are terrible. They're terrible.
It's pretty brutal. I mean, if I were Kevin Love, I'd go off too.
I saw someone say, like, he hasn't publicly asked for a trade request, but just, like, watch a Cavs game, and he's, like, asking for a trade request throughout the game.
Just
he's, like, yelling
language
at some of the younger players.
Oh, gosh.
Which, who knows if that's the best way to go about things, but, like, he's a former All-Star, and now he's playing with, like, some young guards who like to dribble the heck out of the basketball and not
what
it's tough.
You don't think that that's the best? You don't think that's working for them?
No, it's not. I don't know. Not much is working for them. No. I guess you can be excited about, like, Colin Sexton, Darius Garland. Kevin Porter Jr. didn't play tonight, but, man, like, I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the NBA for a reason.
Well, the Thunder right now is one of the best. They've won, I think we mentioned, 9 of the last 10, and this streak has been impressive. The only loss in the last 10 games has been to the Grizzlies.
An unexpected one, home to the Grizzlies.
Yeah. And that's the one, like, probably the one that you would have circled in that stretch and been like, hey, they should win this one. So, like we were saying before, played down to a couple teams, but they've had some insane comebacks, which they probably shouldn't have gotten down by 24 and 26 points in those games, but they showed the grit to get back, and they've had now a blowout, and played some really good teams close, like the Spurs. Like, Spurs at home, tough team.
Yeah, and this could change later tonight, but as of the buzzer after the Thunder-Cavs game, the Thunder was tied with the Jazz for the longest winning streak in the NBA at 5 games. So 5 in a row, 9 of the last 10.
Longest streak for the Thunder this year.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
good job,
just
guys.
The continuing of a surprise season and a pretty fun one to cover.
Great way to start 2020. Couple dubs.
Yeah, I'm in my head, I'll still probably be counting this as like, here's what the Thunder was in December, but
no,
now it's the
never,
fourth.
I have
no
that.
Excuse now.
Yeah.
2019's in the rearview mirror.
Well, the Pikachus in Pokemon Go still have their party hats on, so we can count.
Well,
we can still
just
be
same here. I'm still in the party hat.
All right. Well, want to wrap this one up? Have anything else to add?
No. I'll just say, like, get well soon, Cavs.
Oh.
Thinking about you, Kevin Love.
You're in our thoughts. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this Thunder Buddies podcast. Like it. Love it. Subscribe. Share it with your friends, your enemies, your families, your neighbors, your pets, I say, as Stuart is looking directly at me. I think he knows that he's about to go for a walk. Stuart is my dog, by the way, for those of you who have not.
Stuart's a good dog.
He's a great dog. Little scruffball. Love him. Yeah, we're talking about you? He says hello. And he says subscribe. And we will see you.
Smart dog.
Right? On Monday after the 76ers game.